Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your child shouts when they're excited and whispers when they need to speak up clearly, you're witnessing something absolutely beautiful happening in their development. I know it can feel frustrating. Maybe you're at the library, and your little one is practically yelling about the dinosaur book they found, and everyone is looking at you. Or perhaps you're at home and you ask them a question, and they whisper so quietly you can barely hear them, even though there's no reason to be quiet. You might be thinking, why can't they just use an appropriate voice? And that's such a valid question, my friend. Here's what the magic book taught me, and this changed everything for me. Your child isn't being difficult or trying to make things hard for you. What's actually happening is that their brain is in the middle of one of the most amazing developmental journeys, learning something called self-regulation. And voice volume control, that's actually a really sophisticated skill that requires their brain to do several things at once. Let me explain what I mean. When we talk about appropriate voice volume, we're really talking about your child's ability to read a social situation, understand what that situation requires, manage their impulse to express themselves however feels natural in that moment, and then adjust their behavior to match what's needed. That's a lot of brain work for a 4 or 5 year old. Research from some wonderful developmental scientists, including Dr. Megan McClelland and her colleagues at Oregon State University, shows us that children between ages 3 and 5 are in what they call an exponential growth period for self-regulation. That means their skills in this area are growing rapidly, but they're still very much in the learning phase. The research tells us that behavioral self-regulation requires children to seamlessly coordinate multiple aspects of executive function, including impulse control and attention management. Think about what that means for voice volume. When your child is excited about something, their whole body is flooded with that excitement. Their heart is beating faster, their energy is high, and their natural impulse is to express that excitement with their whole voice. To use a quieter voice in that moment, they have to notice their excitement, recognize that the situation calls for a different volume, override their natural impulse, and then actually modulate their voice. That's incredibly complex. And the whispering, that's often the opposite challenge. Maybe they're feeling uncertain or shy, or maybe they're so focused on what they want to say that they forget to project their voice. Or sometimes, children whisper because they're still learning to calibrate. They know they need to be quieter sometimes, but they haven't quite figured out the middle ground yet. The beautiful news that the magic book wants you to know is this. This is completely normal development. The 0-3 organization, which is a wonderful resource for understanding early childhood, emphasizes that self-regulation and communication skills develop together during the preschool years. Your child needs patient guidance to learn appropriate social behaviors, including voice modulation. And here's the really hopeful part. Children who receive supportive coaching in self-regulation show significant gains, even when they're starting with lower initial skills. So what does supportive coaching look like? I'm so glad you asked. First, it helps to give your child the language for what you're asking. Instead of just saying use your inside voice or speak up, try being more specific. You might say, we're in the library, so we use our quiet voices here, like this, and then model a quiet voice. Or, I'm having trouble hearing you, can you use your clear speaking voice? And then show them what that sounds like. The American Academy of Pediatrics research shows us that play-based learning is incredibly powerful for developing self-regulation skills. So you can make a game of it. Try the volume game at home. Pretend you have a volume dial and practice different levels together. Whisper voice, quiet voice, talking voice, outside voice, and even silly loud voice. When children practice these different volumes in a playful, low-pressure way, they start to build that internal awareness of how to control their voice. Another beautiful strategy is to help your child notice the connection between the situation and the volume. You might say, we're at the park, what kind of voice can we use here? And celebrate when they choose correctly. Or, we're going into the doctor's office, what do you think? Loud voice or quiet voice. This helps them start to read social contexts, which is such an important skill. And here's something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. There's a story in the Book of Inara called the Listening Heart Center, where Ethan and Sophia discover a magical volunteer center where quiet listening helps them understand what each situation needs. In the story, they learn that silence and careful attention reveal inner wisdom. When they practice listening with their hearts, they discover that different moments call for different responses. Sometimes we need to be very quiet to truly hear, and sometimes we need to speak clearly to be heard. This story is so special because it teaches children the power of self-awareness and situational awareness. After you read it with your child, you can talk about listening heart moments, those times when we pause and notice what the situation is asking of us. Is this a time for a big voice or a small voice? Is this a time to listen or a time to speak? This builds exactly the kind of awareness that helps children learn to modulate their voice volume. You can also create little rituals around this. Maybe before you go into a new place, you pause together and ask, "What kind of voice do we use here?" Make it a team effort, not a test. You're learning together, and that takes the pressure off. I want you to know something really important, my friend. Your child's journey with voice volume is not a reflection of your parenting. It's a reflection of their developing brain, and that brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at this age. The research is so clear on this. This is normal, this is temporary, and with your patient guidance, your child will absolutely develop this skill. There will be moments when they forget, when the excitement is just too big or the shyness is just too strong. And that's okay. Those moments are opportunities for gentle reminders and practice, not for frustration or shame. You might simply lean down, make eye contact, and whisper, "Remember, we're using our library voices right now." Or, "I can't quite hear you, can you try again with your clear voice?" The magic book reminds us that every child develops at their own pace, and that's not just okay, it's wonderful. Your child is learning to navigate the social world, to read situations, to manage their impulses, and to express themselves appropriately. That's huge work for a little person. And you know what else? Every time you respond with patience instead of frustration, every time you model the behavior you want to see, every time you make it playful instead of punitive, you're building your child's confidence. You're teaching them that learning is safe, that mistakes are okay, and that you're their partner in figuring this out. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your little one and read the Listening Heart Center together. Talk about how Ethan and Sophia learned to listen carefully and notice what each moment needed. Practice your volume dial game. Celebrate the moments when your child gets it right and gently guide them when they don't. You are doing such beautiful work, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have a parent who cares enough to understand what's really happening in their development. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, offering stories and wisdom and hope. With love and starlight, Inara.